We are back, the Gunsmith Show, right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock and the Gunsmith Show.
Yeah.
8 to 9.
8 to 9 Saturdays. Is right. Here it is, Saturday morning. And I'm here with Dan Foley, if you're not familiar with
back.
Him. He's a pretty good guy. He's back from his jaunt around America.
We did a little, we went out west. It was lovely.
Yeah.
Grand Canyon's amazing.
Oh, I can't imagine.
It's breathtaking. It's hard to, I've never been out west.
I haven't either.
Yeah. It's, it was really cool in Sedona. So Grand Canyon, you're looking down from the top of the canyon.
Yeah.
And when you go to Sedona, you're at the bottom because it's a newer one, and the Oak Creek is cutting it out, carving it out. You got all those rocks up above you. It's
wow.
Super cool.
Is it cooler in the bottom?
You know,
we
loved
it. Was it hot out there or no?
It was not hot. No, the weather was very nice. There was a lot of snow on the ground in Canyon.
Oh, yeah?
And, yeah, it was slippery, the trails, but it was beautiful.
Wow,
but,
that's great.
So well, it's good to be back, and good to be here with you on the Gunsmith Show. This segment is brought to you by Tri-County Roofing.
That's right.
Of Mid-Michigan, and we're going to talk about accessorizing your purchase, but first, Tri-County.
Yeah, Tri-County Roofing, been around since 1971. They are your low and flat pitch specialists, low pitch and flat pitch specialists for roofs. Commercial buildings are their specialty, but they also do a ton of residential. They do steel, TPO, PVC, rubber, every kind of, and their big specialty is mule hide. Tons of great roofing products they can give you. They can sell you anything you want. But listen to what they have to tell you, because they're going to tell you what's going to last the longest for your application. Their number is 810-732-7740, and we're very, very pleased to have them as sponsors of the show for years now. And they keep my house warm and dry all the time because my roof works great.
Yeah.
That way, house, well, my barn, my garage, everything, everything.
Well, as they say, integrity starts at the top.
That's right. So glad to have them on board, and when you talk to them, when you give them a call at 810-732-7740, make sure you tell them you heard about them on the Gunsmith Show. We'd sure appreciate it. So home defense handguns, we talked about that last segment. Now we're going to talk about accessorizing them and also accessorizing, you might have a home defense shotgun. I picked one up this week, and it's they're really cool. Or maybe it's a carbine. Maybe you've got an AR or a 9mm carbine, you know, one of the Rugers or a Kel-Tec, or the new Smith & Wessons, the folding ones. These are nice guns to have, but they you might need a little more than bare bones to keep them going. Most of them come with, you know, those carbines, a lot of them come with standard magazines, 14, 15 rounds. And if you get in a situation where you got home invaders or something, you might need more ammo than that. So you're going to want extra magazines. You might want 30-round magazines or 33-round magazines if it takes the Glock mags, which a lot of them do. So magazines are always like the first accessory you get. But then I want you to think about illuminating who's in your house, because most of the stuff happens at night, although a lot of home invasions happen midday when they don't think you're home or they just figure you're not even thinking about it. That you're just going to get, you know, you're going to be a soft target. And so keep your house locked. But when you're in the house, make sure you have your accessories close to you. Have a tool close to you that you can use.
That's one of the things they always talked about when we did the show with the sheriff. Don't be a target. You gotta harden your,
yep.
You
know, and too many people walk around staring at their phones. You know, they'll walk out to their mailbox staring at their phone.
Yeah.
Look around. Know your environment.
Know your surroundings.
Yeah. Protect yourself by proper landscaping, so that you don't have a hiding spot next to the front door where somebody can be behind a shrub. Change your lighting. Have a Ring doorbell. Have your Ring cameras on the outside of your house. I'm not sponsored by Ring, but I use them. And have an alarm system. The first alarm system you have is a good dog.
That's dog,
the very
that's
best
what they,
thing.
I mean, they always
my
say
dogs
that.
Bark if a grasshopper passes gas in the front yard. They're barking.
Because you know, to be armed, we were talking last segment about home defense and stuff and having the right tool, the right weapon. You want to avoid those situations as much as you can.
Right.
And so
your first objective is to
prevent it from happening.
Yeah, get away from them.
Yeah.
Get away, even if it's running away from your own house. If there's nothing in the house, run away from the house, get on 911.
And when you say nothing in the house, no people.
No people. Yeah, no loved ones. And even then, they used to teach us 20 years ago, the police force used to teach us, no, leave your house, go to your neighbor's house and use yeah. your phone to call if you don't have a phone on you. Now we all sleep with our cell phones pretty darn close to us, so we grab them quick and go.
Yep.
But so I talk about illumination. Very good, powerful flashlights are an amazing deterrent. You imagine sneaking into a cave or into a garage with no lights, and then all of a sudden there's a 400 lumen flashlight poking you in the eye. That's a tremendous way to illuminate your enemy, blind them. There's always pros and cons. Well, people say, well, that's exactly where you're going to be, is where that flashlight's at. And they used to teach us in training, hold the flashlight, you know, you cross your arms and hold the flashlight off to the side and you aim in front of you. And the meaning, it was to get the, to make them think that you were 18 inches away. So if they shot, they'd shoot at the flashlight and then you could shoot them. Or they would head towards the light and that would give you a chance to fire on them first. No matter what, you don't want to shoot, but if you have to, this is what you do. So you might want to go with a laser, and you have to practice with a laser, because lasers, you don't just strap them on the gun and then they work. You have to strap them on the gun and sight them in and practice with them. Get used to how you turn them on. I've got one really, really nice laser on one of my little guns. It's a laser and a flashlight all in one. It throws a beautiful, about a 4-foot, super bright circle at 30 feet, and there's a red dot right in the middle of it. And it's pretty nice. And it gets target acquisition tremendously quickly.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good light. It's I can't remember the name of it right now. Surefire, maybe? I don't remember. But it's on a Glock, and it just rocks. It's a great one. But I've got other lasers. I've got lasers on AR-15s. I've got lasers on a shotgun. They are sometimes fun. You cannot hunt with them, so you can't have them on hunting guns.
You can't red dot a deer.
Can't red dot a squirrel, a rabbit, a deer. Yeah. If you've ever...
What about a coyote?
Nope. Believe it or not, you can't. But I've had fun with lasers, just playing around the house with lasers. My dogs chase them all the time.
Yeah.
But then you go outside, even in the late afternoon, if you hit a robin with a laser, they look right at it and they start singing like it's early morning and the sun's just popped up. They sing like mad. If you want to make a robin sing, hit them with a laser. And now I'm going to get all the animal lovers going, oh my God, you burned their eyes out of their head. Well, they're 50 feet away, and it's just fun to do. But I haven't done it since I was a youngster. So
that was
probably 20 years ago last time I did it. But it is pretty cool. But I said, do you think I can make that bird sing? No. Boom, hit them with that, and they're singing. So it's kind of cool. So now you might want to go with optics. A lot of people like to put these expensive elliptical glass lights, optics on top of their handguns, on top of their shotguns. It is one more gadget to turn on. If it's a shake on, some of these sights, Dan, you can get the shake on. As soon as you shake the gun, it turns on, and it'll stay on for a matter of time. Some are solar powered, so the batteries never die. I've got one of those. It's solar powered. It'll run forever, and it shuts off, automatically shuts off. So it's a great item. But they're $350, $400 just for that.
Mm-hmm.
There are pros and cons. Are you spending more time trying to find your target with that light? Is it taken away from natural sight, natural point and shoot of your gun? Natural pointing and shooting is your best bet. That is, but it takes years of practice, and you have to spend time at the range to do it. Otherwise, it's those gadgets that might get you killed. So there are pros and cons to every one of these. One of the most important things I think you can do, and I literally call this an accessory, is mentally training yourself to go through the scenarios. It's the best accessory you can have, is mentally training yourself to go through scenarios. There's tons of videos out there that will teach you a lot, but if you have paid any attention over the years, you know your house better than anybody. You're going to walk around it. You're going to see where you could be, how you could defend yourself from this position. It's like me walking into a building now and looking for AEDs, for an automatic external defibrillator. It's one of the first things I look for, that and a fire exit. So I know where the AED's at in case somebody collapses with a heart or with a sudden cardiac arrest. And I know where the exits are in case there's a fire. Okay. When I get into a building, I look at, where are my exits? How do I get out here if I have to? and how would I defend myself from this position?
Mm-hmm.
And that's very important. Just this week, Corewell Health down in Rochester Hills, they had a gunman on campus at the hospital. And
I heard about that.
They were told to retreat,
barricade,
or defend yourself. And, you know, just don't give up. You know what I mean? If you can retreat safely, but during that retreat, if you encounter the gunman, you have to defend yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, don't just give up. Luckily, it was resolved and only one person got shot. And it was a very interesting situation, but very close to home, you know. FBI, state police, local police all responded and resolved the issue pretty darn quickly.
So gunman was killed?
Gunman was captured. He left the premises. He shot a coworker and was...
Coworker was okay. That
coworker
was the
only got hit in the arm, so he lived. And luckily he got shot in the hospital, so he was attended to quickly. But
still,
unfortunately, it's a sad, sad thing. So, you know, it might sound morbid, but have a family plan. You know, how do you get to your strong room? What happens if something happens? Where do you meet? You know, practice. Chaos and screaming will lead to devastation for your family. You know, we see it all the time. We hear about it all the time. If you have a plan and you can execute it, what you do during those times of stress can vary tremendously. So practice, practice, practice. I say it over and over and over again. But get to the range and practice at 3 feet, practice at 6 feet, practice at 9 feet, and practice with a light on your gun, practice with a laser on your gun, whatever it takes, practice, 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 and try different ammos, too. If your gun's having issues, try different ammos to make sure it works properly.
So some good tips there, accessorizing your purchase and being prepared.
Yeah.
Always a good approach for sure.
Yep.
We're going to take a break. We'll come back. It's the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103, your home for ultimate classic rock.